Hello.
Hi, Deborah. It's Sarah with Family First. I just wanted to let you know that I do have confirmation that a caregiver we have, Alexis, is available and interested in working with you, your mom, for 28 hours a week. She is working another case 9 to 5 on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Is there a way to work around that?
Yes, I'm sure that we can.
Okay.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Okay. She can do the 28th, though. So we can pretty much, I don't know how we work around that, but whatever works, I guess.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. Do you want to meet her in person?
I do, but can I ask you one more thing?
Of course, yeah.
You know, we're under waiver and we're Keystone First.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I see our coordinator. She's coming here on Thursday, actually, this Thursday. Tomorrow, but the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I think has to happen is I have to come off of the one waiver. I have another agency.
You would just need to let them know that you're transferring. I'm going to text you at this number. I'm going to text you over the corporate information to give to the service coordinator when she's out there, or you can call her. And then Keystone usually takes about 4 business days for us to get it on our end. And as soon as we have that, we can get started, okay?
Okay.
But
now,
in the meantime, is it okay if I give the caregiver your phone, your contact number to schedule a time that works for both of you to meet?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
And I'm going to text you with her contact info and name as well, okay?
Okay. But don't hang up yet. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So if Tuesdays and Wednesdays she is out, she can definitely do Monday, Thursday, and Friday 9 to 3, right?
Yeah.
So then normally that would be 9 to 2 on 2 of the days. So 9, that's 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 5 hours. So that means we only have 10 hours that we have to cover, right?
So that's, if 9 to 3 would be 6 hours, so that's six hours on 9 to 3 is 6 hours.
Yeah, but if you did 9 to 3 Monday, Thursday and Friday, that would be 18 hours total.
Yes.
So what do you think that she is willing to do on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, or Sunday?
I think that you can work that out with her. She understands that it is 28 hours a week. I will send her out what the options are in terms of her schedule if she wants. I mean, would you want her to work over the weekend?
Well, I don't mind if she picks one day over the weekend. No, I don't mind that.
Okay.
But I don't know what she's available. But I know now that you're saying this to me, all I know is I'm available for 28, and whatever works with her and her schedule, then I can go with that. Is that basically?
All you have to do is confirm
28 hours.
Exactly. And you guys can work it out amongst yourselves exactly what days and times. That's the only that's the only conflict is those 2 days. She works 9 to 5, and other than that, she's pretty open, okay? I'm going to send you over
and
her.
And I can even increase if I have to.
Yes.
I'll just work it out.
Yeah.
Because you guys are flexible, and whatever works out between us, as long as we cover 28, we can do whatever, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good. I will talk to Alexis about
that. And just make sure that if you have another agency working other hours, just make sure it's not in conflict with the other agency.
We don't right now have another agency, and I'm only approved by waiver for 28. So I'm going to stick with one so that I can make sure I can keep those 28, you know, unless there's an issue.
Understood.
But
All right. Yeah. So I'm going to let her know. I will let her know that you want to meet with her and you guys can discuss the scheduling and everything. And like I said, I'm going to send you over her contact info along with our text information and Keystone ID number to give to your mom's service coordinator. Okay.
So contact number, her name, and you're going to give me
the Keystone ID number and everything. Yeah, that's for your service coordinator. I will also reach out to her as well just to confirm that she has the right info.
Yeah, I can actually even give ahead of time, I can give my Keystone lady the information too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's Keystone ID number, and what was the other thing? You said there was another
something.
Sending
everything. Tax ID. Here, I just sent that over to you. I just sent over the information with our corporate name, the address, and the tax ID and Keystone provider ID. So that's all the information that your service coordinator will need, and I am sending over the information on the caregiver right now also.
Oh, I see it now. Okay.
Give me one
second. Okay. Now, I know that there's a meet and greet, and I know that basically the meet and greet is they approve us, we approve them.
Exactly.
So can I send that to Keystone first, my
yeah, of course.
Waiver coordinator after we meet?
Of course.
But I'm going to give her a heads up anyway.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Oh.
Of course. Oh. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, we just happened to get lucky because she just came off the case. So, I mean, last week we didn't have her. Today we do.
Okay.
So that worked out well.
Is she local or no?
She lives in Phoenixville.
Oh, yeah. That's okay.
Okay. And I just sent over her name and phone number, all right?
And do I call her or call me?
I haven't spoken to her yet, so I'm going to send her your contact info as well.
Do
and
that.
I'll have her text you with just to let you know that she's aware that you're going to be scheduling a meet and greet, okay?
Okay, and this is Sarah, right, I'm talking to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sarah.
You're very welcome.
I'll be looking forward to
Alexis.
Alexis?
Mm-hmm.
Alexis. Okay. How do you spell Alexis?
It's A-L-E-X-I-S.
I-S. That's why I didn't. Okay. I'll be waiting for her to give me a call then, and then I'll set it up with her.
Great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. You're very welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.